We received all of the forms that people filled out and mailed back to a data center. We were the data center provider. We received those forms, and then we developed the solution, which actually took those forms, extracted the data off of those forms using a series of optical character recognition, optical mark recognition technologies, and in the end took all that data and delivered it to the census. The challenge was, of course, receiving all of that paper in a very short amount of time. And once we were past the mailback period, when people would voluntarily return the forms, of course, then the Census Bureau conducted the field follow-up, where they went, knocked on your door, filled out the form with you there, and then mailed that form back to us as well. And then in addition to the paper side of it, we supplied them the telephone questionnaire assistance function, which really enabled them to the public to call in, ask questions about the form, and we provided that service in 7 different languages. If the Census Bureau believed a form was incompletely filled out or they needed additional data, we again provided the telephone system that called people back and asked for clarification on their form so we could make sure we got the best data possible for this decennial census.
Can you give us an idea of the speed by which you were able to do this, how many forms you were able to do in a certain amount of time?
Well, let me just say we processed 165 million forms in approximately 6 months. So that tells you a very short window of time, with the majority of the forms being processed in a peak 6-week period. But we could process over 120,000 forms a day in these data centers.
What are some of the things that you learned in pulling this off? This could not have been easy.
The first thing, I think very first thing that we learned was that on a complex system like Census with a very tight schedule, we always said it would take a constitutional amendment for us to slip our schedule because it must be to the president by the end of the decennial year. What really is important is a partnership with your customer. The Census Bureau really believes in what they do, the mission that they have to provide, and they worked very closely with us to make sure we understood what needed to be done, gave us the decisions when we needed them so that we could take the actions necessary to deliver them on time, on budget. I think the other thing is obviously we have a lot of experience in census. We started doing this in 97 for the 2000 census. We've had the opportunity to do the census in the UK and in Canada. So that domain knowledge really helps you in understanding and communicating with your customer so you make sure you understand what are those mission critical initiatives.
Is this the first time Lockheed has worked with Census on a project like this one?
We did the 2000 Census with the Census Bureau. We just did in 2000, however, the solution, which was actually used to process the Census. Another contractor actually ran the operation for Census in 2000. What the Census Bureau did for 2010 is they combined in a very efficient manner the solution as well as the service, so we were able to put it together in a very cost-effective manner and make sure we were responsible for not just delivering a system, but delivering a system that could be efficiently provided as a service.
There were some lessons learned from 2000, but it was different because you had more responsibilities.
Absolutely. And the other thing we added in 2010 was the whole telephony channel was also integrated. The whole concept of the coverage follow-up was the first time that was done by telephone in 2010 as well. So the telephone questionnaire assistance piece, which was people calling up and asking questions, was similar to 2000. But again, the addition of all the multiple languages to make sure we could reach out and get the minorities in this country was really important as well.
Throughout this entire process with the census, on every level, people have been concerned about security, the privacy of their information. What can you tell us about how you make sure that information stays private and that Lockheed doesn't keep my personal data information, since you guys are the ones processing the forms?
It's a great question, because that is something that we take very seriously, as does the Census Bureau. All the data is protected under what we call Title 13, and each member of the census team, even the operators in the data center, has to be trained on and sign a commitment to complying with the Title 13 regulations. The other thing we do is when we design the system, we make sure that the majority of the individuals only get to see parts of a form, what we call snippets. So you would never be able to see just one snippet and say, oh, that's Amy's census form. You would have to, you couldn't recreate it, if you will. Now, there are sections within the processing, if Amy wadded up her form and we couldn't run it all automatically, where someone might see the entire form, but we actually have those positions at a higher clearance level because you are able to take all that data and you could use it in an inappropriate manner. Those positions all have higher clearance levels. As an example, I myself have a high clearance level because of my access to the entire data system.
I see.
And then we built in checks and balances, constant monitoring of the system, making sure that we knew what people were doing on the system and what kind of data they could take away. And we also had, right before the system went live, the GAO brought in an independent audit on the security of the system. They found a few vulnerabilities. We were able to fix those and address those in time. So we really were confident we were secure during production.
We're talking with Julie Dunlap. She's the director of the Census Business Practice at Lockheed Martin. And the census count is over now. Now you can sit back and relax, put your feet up and rest, right?
Yeah, well, what we're doing right now is we're tearing down all those data centers. So it's a great feeling to know that we were able to do everything we were supposed to do on time, on budget, but more importantly, with a high quality to make sure that the nation really is represented accurately. That's a very important part of Lockheed Martin's mission. But now we're tearing everything down, getting all the people disbanded, and making sure that we are protecting that data by archiving it and giving it to the National Archives. So that's our last step on this program, is making sure we're able to deliver that. So in 72 years, your ancestors are going to be able to take a look at your census data.